Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Get this. There's this little Belgian town that does something called the European Seagull Screeching Championship every year.
What?
You know I'm going to have some audio for this. More than 70 participants from 15 countries gathered, and it's all ages. It's, I mean, little kids to old people, a lot of them wearing seagull-themed costumes. They go to a local pub, and they produce their best seagull voice, from a shriek to a call to whatever. And then they're awarded, like, based on points for vocal accuracy, performance. So I guess if you're sitting there and you pretend you're an actual seagull with wings, I can't even do it.
Well, it's like, give me your best scuttle. That's what I think from The Little Mermaid.
Yes.
I love this.
What a pull that was. So listen to some of these. We got a couple of them. Listen to it here.
Those are people?
Yeah, let me put the first part of that.
No.
That's impressive.
That's a winner right there.
Yeah.
Listen to everybody out there. We got nothing better to do with our life.
Well, I've never tried to be a seagull, but...
Well, here, hold on. Here's... Okay, go for it.
I feel like
it sounds
I
like you just stepped on your cat's tail or something.
I feel like I could do that.
That's just a kid screaming.
That's a daycare.
Yeah, I know.
That's just audio from a daycare right there. Yeah, I don't think I could do it either, and I'm pretty good at voices and stuff. I can't do it.
It's going to hurt my throat. Yeah,
I know.
What did they win? Does this story say what they won?
A pet seagull.
A snarfblat.
No, it just says competitors perform solo or in groups while enthusiastic crowds cheered on each attempt. As we heard there, we've got nothing else to do in Belgium.
They're just doing that for the flex. They don't even get a trophy or nothing.
Oh. Yeah, I want a trophy if I'm standing up and doing that in front of everybody.
I know, exactly.
Oh, man.
I
how
need
weird.
Something to...
Yeah.